June 16th, 1978, talking to Lydia Simon and Huslia, tape number 2.
And this is her tiny surface. This is when it's like that. That next year, her mother died. And her mother was old, but around...
Edwin's mother died?
Around 80 years old, I think. And he find that dead bear in the bear hole full time. And this is it's surface. This when daddy used to say when the mother bear they tell this last year old bear he tell him go out and be your own living. So they make their own house. The mother help him.
1 year old.
And when they say they find that kind too, they say it's her tiny superstitious.
Awesome.
Some are relative is going to die. They say they find that kind. They say their mother bury him. For some, just like their mother bury him for somebody, that's what they say. Bang, bang.
So the mother buries the 1 year old?
It's alive, but they say when they find that kind, one of our relatives is going to die. Surface, this is so tiny. Heart, and a few times they find that kind. Last year, Paul found one.
Paul
Derendorf. Just one brother's. Wrong this spring.
Oh,
and it's true. Lots of things it's true. But you need sneaky, that's what they say. They say her mother bury him. Few people find them kinds. It's true. Because that's from our stories, you know, way back.
You were telling me about that porcupine you were showing me. Porcupine. What is that again?
Oh.
You know, the one hanging?
Long ago they used to say porcupine. When we change the life, first we turn to woman. They say, they do lots of things to us. First, we got our period, and they say, we stay in the woods. We can see nobody. We wouldn't see nobody. We wouldn't hear nobody who's going to hunt. Superstitious.
Clanny. Your mother would come out to you?
They used to make a little house. Not us, but long ago, before us, when they got a house like this, they used to make a room for them like there, and they closed them. And when they there to women and they give them half a cup of fish oil so they wouldn't be hungry. And they treat them good, you know, they never scold them. They let them dress up good. They let them sew. They give them what they can sew. They had only one needle them days. I lived there. And they let them eat.
One needle, so they would get the needle?
Yeah. Some women, they don't treat their kids good. You know, them cranky women kicking. They say their girls is like that. They school them and they don't feed them good. They don't dress them good. They gonna be like that all their life. They call that the ulzich. You know, the ulzich. They gonna be like that all their life when they change their life. And that's why they used to say, take good care of them. Because they're going to be like that all the time, till they get old, you see. Some women, they like their kids so much, and they go down the bank and they pick up them swallows, they pluck it and they cook it and they give it to their daughter. So they'll have pretty girls, you know how pretty swallows is.
Mm-hmm.
They used to say, so their kids would be pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And they, when they got porcupine, they, in springtime they kill porcupine and they kill the baby. And they bring it home. And they just threw it in the dress and they slide down. It's like they're going to have baby. So when they're going to have baby, they're going to have baby easy. They wouldn't.
So you just drop the baby
And they try them guts, them long guts, them little things in there. They dry them and they use it for belt so their kids would be clean.
What's you know, the little parts inside?
So their kids will be clean. You know, they wouldn't be dirty. They'd be clean all the time. They see the when stories, the pork pan used to be just clean. Nice and clean.
So who would use it? The young girl, the woman?
Mm-hmm. When first they have their period, when they're 16 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of things. They don't eat lots of things too. They don't eat fresh stuff. They have to eat the 2 days old stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If they eat fresh stuff, they say the fish is going to be no good, throw it away. Because it's going to be bad luck. They can eat fresh ducks. The gun will be no good. They used to do that by mistake. They used to cut them shotgun. The end right here. You know that sight is right here. They cut it right here.
Like at the end of the
And they used to file it. And they say they put the woman's skirt right inside sometimes. They go like this, you see. So it will cleaned up, just like cleaned up. Because that woman eat that first ducks, that's why. Lots of things.
So that if there aren't any ducks around, the woman ate that.
Mostly when they got their period, it's awful bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
When they got their period, they can't see fish.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they need help, the mothers. They need help, so they stay in boat. And we're coming close to fish first, they straight over, about 15 yards, 20 yards. And they land and they let this girl sit down on this bar. And they go to that fish and they look at it by themselves. And they paddle down and they just get that girl, put the girl in the boat. And they say, don't go by that fish. Don't hit that fish. Everywhere. Don't touch. About for near a year. Some the long ago it's been near 2-3 years. And long ago they used to say when they're 16 and they used to make a spruce browse little house for them way back there where they can't hear nothing in town. Well, it's summertime, wintertime, just the same. Well, the story is one girl, 16 years old, she turned to woman. And big village, and they make house their mother. She got lots of sisters and brothers. They make house for Spruce Brow's house back there in the woods, where he can hear nothing. And he hear noise, dancing, song, Indian song, all kinds. He get tired of that. And then they hear they name her. her name is Yuno Natogdatno. I can't see that in white people's language. Anyway, her name is Yuno Natogdatno. And she don't like that, she get tired of that. So one evening, he sneak out. I hear music up there. So one evening he sneak out and he went to that big hall. Here everybody, the whole town, village people is dancing in there. And they call them, they make love song for this girl. You know, not how that's what they say. And he just sneak in the house and he stand in the middle. And he look at everybody, quiet. And he see everybody. But he stay in the woods for about 2 weeks, I guess, not even a month. This puss will stay back there in the woods for 2 years or 1 year. So their mother and their father is not in there. They're sleeping. So he say, he makes beats. This woman, girl, he say, my father named me that name, and nobody's supposed to name me while I'm while I'm staying back there, change the life. He say, he make big speeds. Nobody's seen nothing. So he went out, and he went back to his place. He don't hear noise for 2 days. So he think, what's going on? That's so tiny. Woman sees the life, makes space, that's superstitious. But he get tired of that noise. They make love song for him and every way. So, well, it's story anyway, you see. So it will be like that for still around this time. Mm-hmm. But now nobody's staying corner. Mm-hmm. They just walk around with everybody, laugh when they, we don't know if they got they're changing. Nobody find out. So, I mean right now, but them days, and this story I'm telling, really story, true story, long ago stories, and this girl, he come out. I was thinking, what's going on? Where's all the noise? And there's lots of igloo house, you know. Cut bank site. So he went in the first house. He looked down. There's it's like big valley right there for smoke going up. Igloo house, and there's doorway. Caribou skin or sometime bear skin is door, you know, to open door like door. And he went up there and he looked inside. Everybody went to bed and they all dead when they went to bed. He went to another igloo house. He looked up there, he looked inside. Everybody went to bed and they're all dead. All everyone house, and their mother house is last. So he went to his mother house. He looked down. Everybody went to bed and just dead. And the sister that's all stay in swing, and he's swinging, you know, about 8 months old. And he's crawling, and he see his sister. And he say, oh, sister, I want to drink your breast, he say. I want to drink milk. And he got scared. So he get ready. It was getting winter time now. So, you know, fall time, getting cold. And he got ready. So he ran away, he got scared. So he make a little toboggan out of thick moose skin, or some kind of thick skin. And he put the fish, dry fish, and moose, tallow, everything in there. And he left. And that little girl, he crawled out. He started follow his sister. He went down. He went across. He went down the hill. And he went across the little creek. Where I'm tall. I don't know how many hours. He went to the little creek, you know, slow water running down. So he got two logs. He put it across and he walked across. He waited there. And he knew her sister was crawling and follow her. So she waited there and she see that sister come out on the hill. She crawled down and she talked. She's there. She says, "Sister, how you want to cross?" "Oh, you can crawl across while I hold it," she says. She hold two log and she started to crawl across. Right in the middle, he go like this. So she fell in the water. All kinds of pike, all kinds of fish was just running down after it. And they say, "I'm going to have a piece of liver. I'm going to have some for piece of liver." Just like that. That's why when pike, mostly pike got the biggest liver, big piece of liver. Mm-hmm. And this baby is was drinking mother breast. Mm-hmm. And then all the fish, when we cook it, just like milk is coming out of it. That's why.
And,
yeah, pike is worst. It's like milk in there. They say, so he start again. He start with his little toboggan. And he found dark. It's getting dark, so he want to camp, but he wait. He still walk. He find a little cat, little igloo. And it's kind of dark all time. So he went in there. And he say, "Anybody in here?" He want to camp in there, but he's kind of scared. And he say, "Anybody in here?" And he hears somebody breathing, just like that. So he was just going like this, dark. And he feels somebody's like this, just like this. That was Goose, McGinley. So he just took off. He ran out. So, just feel it like this, you know. Just, you know, he was sleeping. That was Woodsman. He took off and he went long ways. So, he started a camp. He make a little camp, you know. He make a little house out of little trees. He got fire by the door. He kind of walks. She's kind of meets a woman herself. And he kind of walks. And here somebody was just walking now. Dump, 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 you know, heavy. He followed that girl. He smelled the track and he followed her.
No.
He make big fire. And here he come. Woods man. And he say, "Make place for me by you," he say. So he just shovel the snow and he say, "Oh, Grandpa, there's big stick around here. Well, other side," he say. And he shovel, dig snow with his snowshoes by herself. Girl. And he say, "Oh, Grandpa, there's lots of stick on this side too," he say. And he say, "What do you mean, Grandpa? I'm not Daddy. Grandpa," he say. "Well, right across you, right across the fire," he say. So he dig snow, he make good place for him. Put spruce browse in there. And he sit down in there. He got four bulls, four parakeet, four mitts. And pretty soon he got pack sack. No. Pretty soon he take a half of baby seat out. Baby. Kids, this woods man, the one eat people. He live on people. He take out the baby seat out. And he start warming by the fire. And he eat that one. And he find out that was woodsman. So he say, "Oh, Grandpa, I'm packing wood." He say, "What do you mean, Grandpa? I'm not Grandpa." He say, "You better use this rope and tie it to yourself." He say, he tell him to tie it around here, across here, so he watch him, so he wouldn't run away. "Oh yeah," he said. So he never sleep. Every time he get wood, he go a little farther, and he pull his toboggan away, sneak away. And he say, "Grandpa, there's any hole on your boots?" He say. And say, "What do you mean, Grandpa? I'm not Grandpa." He say, he threw it to her. And he just like he saw it, he said, "There's a big hole on it. There's thread is broke on it too." And it's like he saw it, and he put stick burning, them burning stick ashes, them fire ashes. He put that one in there, that burning one. He put it in there, he filled it up with that one. And he went across and he put it by him. "How about your mitts?" he said. "Grandpa, how about your mitts?" he said. "What do you mean, Grandpa? I'm not Grandpa. Don't tell me Grandpa." He gave that mitts to him. He threw that mitts to her. He do the same way. He put lots of them burning stick inside. And he put it back. "I don't see your parka too," he say. So he get his parka and he put and burning wood in there too. So he pull it up with burning stick. He leave it by him. And he say, "I'm cold. I gotta get some more wood." "Watch out what you're doing. Don't run away now," he say. "No," he say. "You gonna lay down alongside me pretty soon." "Yeah." And he go long little forest. You know how long that rope is? Some kind of rope. Romaine, I guess, something. So he put it on strong stump. He leave it on that one. He threw it on that one. He take it off and he threw it on that one and she took off. There was big lake she come to. And long grass. And she got stick to walk with when she got tired. Nice fancy stick. And she go like this on top of the grass. And she say, "He say, he's making medicine." He say, just like a grass human being, move around. It's like he say that, he make medicine. Big wind come. He just barely make it across. And he go under the snow. And the snow was just like this drift snow. And he's hiding under the snow. It's covered. Can't find her. So he's gone for a long time. And he must have taken a nap too. And he pulled that string. He pulled it. And it don't move. And he just jump. And he say, "Hey, at the door to slot on I'll lead," he say. "Hey, I'm kinda slow. I make mistake," he say. "I should have killed her right away," he mean. So she just jump on it, she just get that rope and here it's on the stick. She took off. She just come to that camp and she just start put his boots on and that boots is just fall down apart, you know, it's cook. the mitzvah cooked, he was going to put his mitzvah on for his boots. That mitzvah is burning, all burned up inside, and it's all just filled down of just pieces. He started to put his parka on. It's all burned up too. So, quit that chewing on that, we're telling story. So, he got grass and he tied it on to his foot. And he got grass and he just put it around her. He used for, he covered herself with grass. So he followed her. But windy, big wind. He just barely made it to that big lake. And he was just going to go across for the morning. And he started to freeze. Just cold and wind, you know, strong wind, stormy. So he started to get freeze, and he freeze to death, not long ways, and he's dead. He stay inside that snow cover. It's his cover. She stayed there for about 3-4 days. Finally, she started to come out. She come out, calm, and sunshine. So he looked across and he started to walk back. He wanted to be sure if he's gone. He wanted to find out if he turned back to his house. And he started to come to this, where he come out. He sees something, it's black over there. So he just walk. Here she come to her, him. Here it's, he's raised to death. Just froze. So he just hit this, he got stick. And he say, he just hit his seat. And the blackbird fly away. And he tell him, you won't be burnt forever and ever. He took off and he said, Skalkit, he said. This bird, because he hit him in the seat, and that black bird come from the seat.
Of the
seat side.
Of the frozen one?
Mm-hmm. And that bird talk.
Uh-huh.
He say, you're going to be burnt forever and ever.
Oh.
The blackbird, what we call it. There's lots of things like that.
Uh-huh. And what happened with that girl?
I like to see that, but you have to stop that one first, because I don't want nobody to hear me.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no. And this bird took off, and he answered back. So he took off, and he walk and walk. And pretty soon, dark coming again. And he went to the hill, and he slid down. And she started to be smart. He's scared. So she slid down from that big hill, and he made camp right there. So somebody follow him, he can find out. Well, somebody talk up there, not dark. And he say, friend, how you went down? Friend, how you went down? That's porcupine. He was packing his baby on the back. And she say, oh, friend, I put my toboggan's rope on my neck and I slide down. So she did that. She put her toboggan rope on his neck, around his neck. She started to slide down with he pack his baby. He started to slide down and she got choked. And she never, and she started to hear baby cry, up there halfway, baby cry. And it's getting daylight, finally she sleep for a while. And she was thinking, oh, what's that? So she woke up back, here the porcupine was take off, and the baby was walking on the side. That one was crying all night. So she'd say, yay, I was going to have a good friend. What did I tell her that for? Well, I was scared, that's why, she said. She talked to herself. So, she took off again. It's daylight. She walk, and here's handsome man coming. Meet him. And he say, where are you going? Oh, I'm just walking my way, he say. He say, well, go on with me. I got mom. He won't stay with me. He said, no. I'm just walking my way. I'm scared to stay with somebody, he said. That was wolf man. Wolf human being. Before I turned to wolf. So he said, no. He said, you won't stay with me. You're not going to go by me. Finally, he went home with her. With him. He got mother, nice mother, and he say, I find a woman. He's gonna be my wife, and he's gonna stay with you because I got two wives up there, and they gonna kill her. They wouldn't like her, cause she's human being, and the other one says they're human people too, but they gonna turn to animal, wolf man. There's something, he had something in his mouth, kind of, it's like something gold, it must be pipe or something. He had it in his mouth. So he went over to his wife, and these two wife was cooking, get lunch for him. And they say, hey, you smell funny. You're around something. They started smelling him, and he said, I'm not smelling nothing. What you women talk about? He said. So they bother him. They just smell him all the time. They say, you're not our husband. You're not going to be our husband if you tell us. If you tell us, that's all you're going to be our husband. The two women say. And he say, no, she wouldn't tell. They're going to kill her anyway. So she tell her mom, my two wives bother me. And I like this woman. And I'm going to kill them, she say. So he killed them, two women. You know, they went up to heaven. The spirit, mm-hmm. but they're still around. The spirit is still around, but they killed them. And this woman moved over there, and she stayed there. And pretty soon she get mad at her. I mean, some reason how she schooled her little, and this woman got scared. And she went out, and she stand in the doorway, porch. He stand right there, and he got a little boy from these two women. One of the women got boy from him. And this woman got boy from him too, this girl. And he tell this girl, son, tell your mama to come in, tell daddy want you. He went out and he told his mom, Mom, Daddy wants you, never move. And he said, Mom, Daddy wants you, no, never move. So he went out and he said, please turn around to me, let's go in. And he started moving and it just fell down, nothing inside, just the bone that's all standing up. All these two dead wolf eat him up. Uh-huh. So he's dead. So she tell her mother. Let's see, Panera, I forgot this place. Oh yeah. And she tell her mother, she say, I think my wife even they're dead they killed my wife. So I got no more wife, he say. I'm going out. So he went out. She come home. Her a crew family came. The crew woman was carrying baby. He got bunch of wife, bunch of kids. They're starving. He said, "Your boy gonna go with us. He's gonna hunt for us. He's good hunter, this wolf boy. He's gonna hunt for us. Well, if he gets anything for you people, the leader you kill, you're gonna take out the fat from his stomach and you're gonna clean it with snow and you hand it to him." He said, "Oh yeah, we'll do, we'll do." "No, Camp Robin first. Camp Robin family. The man and his wife and the kids first came. So they take him. They never go long ways and there's cargo. So he got cargo for them. And they open the stomach. They take the guts out. I mean, fat. And they cleaned with snow and they handed to him, this Camp Robin. And after that, crow family come and they say, "We're starving. We're going to take your boy so he'll hunt for us. We can catch nothing," he say. So, and he say, "No, I don't want him to go out with nobody because I don't want to," he say. "But no, they never quit. He had 2-3 wives, this crow. One was carrying baby, ready to have baby. So he said, "Yeah, go ahead." So they took him. And this wolf didn't go very far and they caught he killed caribou for them, 2-3, you know. This crow, he sit down, this wolf, and he make noise, he's hungry. And he open the stomach, he take out the gut side, not really one, fat, little fat, and he just chew it to him, and he chew it on his face. He turned to wolf, he walk away. And he went out, he looked for him. Here, they got big camp, this crow. And his wife is going to have baby person, the one is working for supper, you know. And he just make him stuck in the stomach, this crow woman. And he turned to crow and he's stuck in there, in the guts. So he asked for his boy. He said, "He went home. We gave him guts. We gave him guts. We gave him fat from inside the stomach and we clean it and we give to him. No, you must have did something." And he never come home, he said, "No." So he went home and he put the He leave his, this third woman, that girl, young big girl, that one, that one boy, he's alive and he leave him in the house. And he go out and he leave a big stump against the door, so nobody wouldn't come in, so he don't worry about this boy that way. And every time he come home, that stump is away. And he come in and hear this boy face is clean. His hair is clean. And he say, "How your face is clean, so clean, and your hair is clean. Oh, my brother is just sucking me up," he say. He was my face, what he sung, he say. "My brother," he say. He find out he turned to wolf. So he started walk and look for him again and he put this boy to his mother. He said, take care of my boy. And I'm not going to come home for a long time, he said. And here there's a trail right here. There's trail right here, and there's end right here. And he followed. That was their wife, this two wolf wife. And it took off to heaven. So he think, he look up and there's hole on the sky. He see hole on the sky. So he make camp. And he got good trees, straight one. He make arrows. He got bow. But he make lots of arrows. And he shoot to that hole way up there. And he hit around that hole. He hit that place. And he shoot again. He shoot that arrow right here. And all the way down he shoot down. And he got it. And he climbed on that one. And he went up. And he went through that hole. And there's another just like around here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there's trail. So he followed that trail. And he see another trail. But he go to this good trail. And he went to igloo. And here's two women. And he asked them. They gave him lunch, he say. Anybody go by? He say. Oh, there's two women. There's two pretty women go by. So they give them earrings. These two women, he paid them to tell them. And don't tell nobody. I ask you girls. I ask you women. Kind of old ladies. So he come to another igloo again. And he ask again. He say, anybody go by? He say, this is two pretty women go by. So they give them earrings again. There's no end to this trail, he say. Oh, I think they go to that house. I mean, they go to that big short house. And there's Hats and B hat. Them big round hat and... You know that big round hat and it's like a
the big hat?
Mm-hmm. Big hat. There's two hats on that set. It's like self, he say. They stay under that one, he say. That's them two women. So he have to kill them second time so they'd be gone. So he went to there, and he sat down in the middle, and he hear somebody was laughing under them hat, and he's scared to look under. So there's a Indian knife, clavas, right in the middle of them. So he get hold of that one, and he cut that hat off easy, and he cut that another hat off too. So he cut them. Pieces up
in front,
hat, and he really killed him now, and he started to run home. He worried about his boy. He thought he going to do the same way with her mother, his mother, and he got only one boy left and her mother, that's all. So he worried about this human being boy, so he did that, so he ran home. He started run home, and he just ran into these two ladies. He ran in there, and they put their earring on, and he just grabbed it off back, and he just ran home. He ran out. He ran to this first house where he went in. He put the ring on, and he just grabbed them rings, earrings off, tear their ears off, and grabbed them back, and he ran out. He got this arrow all the way down. He started to climb down. Every time he climbed down, he took that arrow off. He took that arrow off, threw it down, took the arrow off. He went down to the ground. And he went to his mother. And he tell him this story. That's the end. I thought long winter. Here I start to walk out. There's water is running by my doors. Short winter, you see. In fall time, they tell story. Daddy used to say, when he trap, he tell story because everything is going to sleep in December. Mm-hmm. Long sleep. Everything is going to go in their hole. All the animals. And he say, before that November, he tell story. And when he tell story, he say, that's good luck. Mm-hmm. He used to tell story, Daddy. Yeah, right, that's why this one story say,
well, you know, maybe I will go up. Okay. I'll meet you up there.
Okay.
So, this this girl, young girl got a handsome man,
mm-hmm.
and this man is a human being, and this girl is their bird,
mm-hmm.
and her grandmother raised her,
mm-hmm.
and he go out hunt this man. He bring home chicken, rabbit, everything,
mm-hmm.
and this grandma say, grandchild, I gonna comb your hair. I'm going to fix your hair up, he said.
Mm-hmm.
And she started comb her hair,
mm-hmm.
and fix her hair up. And she killed her with skin needle inside. She break the eardrums.
Mm-hmm.
She killed her on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
She killed her and she buried him under the tree someplace.
Mm-hmm.
And she dressed up in her clothes. Because she want this, her grandchild husband. Uh-huh. And she turned a bird. Uh-huh. And this girl, this man, her husband coming, walking home, evening. And bird land right here. And he go by it, and bird land right here. He talk with him. He says, Tuesday, hot, lights. He say. He say, Grandma, he break needle in my ear. Grandma, he break needle in my ear, he say.
Oh, so that's where that sound came from.
Uh-huh. Oh. That's the way them bird talk.
Uh-huh.
We hear it.
Uh-huh.
He see this camp robin too.
Uh-huh.
He say, you could hear it. You could hear it with the way he talk. Indian talk. That's from story. He said, Dodo, Silen, or Toad, Zika, Tiluk. He said, Dodo, Dodo, Silen, or Toad, Zika, Tiluk. Sometimes he said, Tiluk. That's all. See, my brother in law told me to swell that pike guts, he said. My brother in law told me to swallow that pike guts. Tilzuk. Wolverine songs. Well, Wolverine was the big chief. And all the animals used to be human beings. Them stories. Well, he did. So they gonna make potlatch for him. That's where it start, potlatch. And they make song for him. Well, this night owl, he make song, he say, what kind of song is that? Night owl. Ta'a obes enkok och, zel tlalen lon. Ta'a obes enkok och, zel tlalen lon. He say, he make that song for this wolverine. He say, Let me see. Grandpa. Grandpa, we always cut fat from him. You know, he mean from his grandpa used to get the food, but it's fat all the time, and he mean he cut fat. He got lots of fat because his grandpa, when he got animals for them, what they're going to eat, it's always fat. That's what he mean. He said, that's what he mean, make that song. And this night owl, he's meets not night owl, the really big owl. That owl, we call it Nguzara. He never lie. He really talk true. We hear him, he talk. He always talk. When we used to stay in camp all time, he used to talk. He used to say, he say, tomorrow it's going to be bad news, he tell us. And he used to say, he named this person, he say, that one die. He used to say that too. And he never lied, this owl. He was kind of medicine man. And he never lied. He never talked for nothing. He's true. And he makes song for this wolverine. He say, you na na lululu, you na na lululu, you na na lululu. He make that song for wolverine. And I don't know. You know, it's hard to think. I mean, we forgot, and we was kids, and they tell a story, and we never think about it when we was young. And when we started to tell, we just barely know it. But by this time, teachers, white people, they want story from us. And like us, me, Mary, Catherine, Anceline, we always come together, we ask each other. But we forgot. But we know it, We know it. And this, I think Fox, Red Fox, make this song. Let me see. Deko tahi letsa a koko yitsa hono ko ko hatele tihten hiyo yo hiyo yo. Deko tahi letsa a koko yitsa hono ko ko hatele tihten hiyo yo hiyo yo. He make this song. Cross Fox, I guess, because this song is lotsy, but I forgot the rest. That's what he mean as, you know, anything fat, fat moose or anything. He say mouse is coming out with fat all the time. Back and forth, he come out with fat, he come out with fat. He make that song with Emery. He make the best part talking, best thing they think about. They make song long ago. There's lots of the make song, but I forgot. There's folk song and night owl song, an owl song.
That.
And there used to be, you know them small bird? Mm-hmm. The zizi bird, how you call it? Zizi bird, them, that winter and summer bird. That tiny bird.
Yeah, I know
that one. They say, he say, Sikatsiya, Ehola, Eto, Tut, Tut, Sekeya e hola e to ni se. Some of them, that's all I know.
Okay, the first one born?
First one? Well, we got married in 1933. Mm-hmm. And 1934, I had Franklin Simon.
Uh-huh. And how many kids does he have?
He got three girls. Let me see, three girls, two boys. Three girls, two boys.
Right now.
Mm-hmm. She had six, but one died.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And second was 1935. I had Margaret, girl, and mm-hmm. she died when she was 6 years old. And third, every year I had kids. Third, I had Brockman. And he was 1 year old, he died with measles. Third. Fifth, I had Amelia.
That's fourth, yeah? 1937?
I had Franklin, Margaret, Brockman. And let me see, I had Franklin, Margaret, Brooklyn, and Amelia, fourth. Yeah, that's right. Amelia. And she got, how many? Oh, I thought she got. She got, 14 kids.
Mm-hmm.
And she got two grandchildren. Mm-hmm. And fifth was Elsie.
That was 1938.
Mm-hmm. She was 3 months, let me see, March, April, May, June. 4 months old and she died.
Mm-hmm.
She don't eat good, you know. She starved to death. I had no sense them days, you know, too young. I feed her, but it get cut and it dry up. No milk. And fifth, sixth, Gilbert. And he died when he was 9 months, I guess. Yeah, 9 months. Gilbert. And Edward Russell.
Who?
Edward Russell, boy.
Edward Russell?
Mm-hmm. And he died when he, with TB in stomach when he was 7 years old. And Dolly Simon. He's Dolly Beatus. He's Dolly Beatus now. Let me see. See what? One, two, three, four. See what? Four kids now.
Any grandkids?
No.
Mm-hmm. Is she in
Hughes? Mm-hmm. She's young. And Eleanor. Eleanor Yatton. 4 were adopted. She adopted one girl.
So three and
three
one
is adopted. Her. Mm-hmm. She got 4 kids.
Atla?
Yatin.
Oh, how do you spell that?
Yatin. Yatin. Y A. What is that? Yeah. Y-A-L-T? Oh, somewhere like that.
Okay.
Selena.
Mm-hmm.
Selena's let's see. 4 kids. And Selena. Gladys.
Is that 1944?
Mm-hmm. Chris. 2 kids.
Mm-hmm.
Michael.
What year was Michael born?
Well, he's 23, 24.
So
24, I guess.
He's 23 now.
Mm-hmm.
How old is Gladys?
Gladys. She's next to Christina.
Oh.
1 year behind. 26 or
25. Mm-hmm.
Well, Michael is 24 and Ida. Ida, I took Indy into it.
24.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the next one is
Rosie. Okay. No kids. One.
How old is she?
This boy?
Rosie.
Oh, Rosie, 23.
Mm-hmm.
Last girl.
Okay. And then, that's the last mm-hmm. child?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Now, how many count them up?